Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
It's 11 questions on whiskey-related trivia, so let's throw back a glass and see how you do. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. Hopefully you found it over on iTunes by searching Trivia, or somebody said, hey, you should check this out. You would love it. Or somebody sent you a link or something good like that. Let me know how you found the show. I always like hearing from new listeners how they stumbled across it. Today's episode is all about a little something called whiskey. We got some whiskey business going on for you today. And today's episode is recorded live at R.T. Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. You can play trivia with us there every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Before we get into today's episode, I thought it'd be fun to read from a little blog I found from 2015 on a website called scoopwhoop.com. I don't know what that means. It's 17 astounding facts you probably did not know about whiskey. So here is the first fact. It says, whiskey starts its life as beer, a deliciously true story. Whiskey is made from wort, W-O-R-T, which is the beer that gets distilled. In fact, wort is made out of all the ingredients that you would find in a glass of chilled beer: water, yeast, and malts. Moreover, the process is used to prevent unwanted pests. So there's a little piece of trivia for you. Here's another thing. It says, we spell Scottish and Canadian whiskey without the E and the others as whiskey with the E. To E or not to E, that is the difference. When it comes to spelling, only refer to Scottish or Scotch whiskey or Canadian whiskey without the E. If its origins are rooted elsewhere, opt for whiskey with an E. That is something somebody pointed out to me just the other day. My friend Eric Custis, the manager over at Brewport Tap House in El Segundo, California, he said, hey, your whiskey's spelled wrong there, because it was about Scottish whiskey and there should not have been an E. And I had never heard that before. So little tidbit for me. Now I know it. Number three, it says the oldest whiskey is over 150 years old. The 400 milliliter bottle of Glenavon Special Liqueur Whiskey holds the Guinness World Record for being the world's oldest whiskey. It is rumored to be packaged in between 1851 and 58 and was owned by an Irish family till it was auctioned off to the Bonhams in London and fetched a staggering £14,850. That is quite a lot of money, I think, if I know what pounds are in the U.S. And I would think it was older than that. 150 years old, I feel like somebody's grandpa, or great-grandpa, rather, or great-great-grandpa probably had a bottle that's never been opened, right? 150 doesn't seem that old to me for whiskey, but maybe I just don't know. It says number four, Macallan M whiskey is the most expensive in the world. A Lilac decanter of Macallan M whiskey was auctioned off for £393,109 this year in Hong Kong and came to be known as the world's most expensive make of this alcohol. The luxury decanter contains 6 liters of whiskey drawn from Spanish oak sherry casks dating from the 1940s to the 1990s. And they have a picture of it in a fancy, fancy glass case. Here's your last one I'll read. Number five, the word whiskey means water of life. That's perfect, right? If you like drinking it. Whiskey comes from the Gaelic word, which reads usage beeth, which translates as water of life. It later came to be pronounced as usky, which is then turned into whiskey. Need we say more? So there's some five random whiskey facts for you before we begin this episode. So hopefully that titillated your whiskey sense of life. We're going to jump into these 11 questions that were recorded in Sierra Madre, California right now. So let's see how you do. Get your little note card, get your little score sheet, and start writing down the answers or yell them out if you're playing along in the car. Here we go. All right, here's your next round of trivia at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. Here's whiskey. This whole round's about whiskey. Whiskey-related things. Let's see who's the drunkest of them all. Number one, who released a song called Tennessee Whiskey in 2015? Number one, whiskey trivia. Number one, who released a song called Tennessee Whiskey back in 2015? Question number two, whiskey. In what 2014 action movie does a glass of Dalmore Sinclair, 62-year-old, get precariously passed from character to character? Number two, in what 2014 action movie does a glass of Dalmore Sinclair, 62-year-old, get precariously passed from character to character? Number two. Here's number three. What actress published a 2018 book called Whiskey in a Teacup? What growing up in the South taught me about life, love, and baking biscuits? Number three, what actress published a 2018 book just this past year called Whiskey in a Teacup? What growing up in the South taught me about life, love, and baking biscuits? Here's a hint. I bought it for my wife for Christmas. Does it help anybody? Number three. Question four, whiskey. On what famous L.A. Boulevard would you find the club Whiskey a Go-Go? Number four, on what famous L.A. Boulevard would you find the club Whiskey a Go-Go? Some of you look like you've been partying there since 81. Number five, what leading lady starred in the comedy Whiskey Tango Foxtrot in 2016? Number five, what leading lady starred in the comedy Whiskey Tango Foxtrot in 2016? Number six, what famous author said, too much of anything is bad, but too much whiskey is barely enough? Number six, what famous author said, too much of anything is bad, but too much whiskey is barely enough? I like this quote. Number six, I feel the same way about trivia. Number six. Wah, wah. Number seven, what red garnish is traditional in a whiskey sour? Number seven, what red garnish is traditional in a whiskey sour? Number seven. Question number eight, what actor notoriously chugs a bottle of Jack Daniels in Animal House? Number eight, what actor notoriously chugs a bottle of Jack Daniels in Animal House? Fun side fact, it was iced tea in the movie. Number eight.
I did the same thing in a college sketch, but I did the same where I made it out of tea.
Oh, yeah?
But everyone thought it was real. Though.
There you go. Number nine, an average of 34 bottles of whiskey are exported from what country every second? Number nine, an average of 34 bottles of whiskey are exported from what country every second? Number nine.
How you spelled whiskey, that would... Yeah.
Number 10. During what war were many bourbon distilleries converted in order to make fuel and penicillin instead? Number 10. During what war were many bourbon distilleries converted in order to make fuel and penicillin? Number 10. And your bonus question for 2 points. What U.S. state is home to more barrels of maturing bourbon than people living in the state? For 2 points, what U.S. state is home to more barrels of maturing bourbon than people living in the state? Write it down. Take a guess. That's the end of round number three, whiskey. We'll be right back with the answers in just a bit. Here we go, guys. Answers to the whiskey round. Let's see how you did on these whiskey-related questions. Number one, who released a song called Tennessee Whiskey in 2015? That was Chris Stapleton. One of my favorites. Love that song.
Great album called Traveler. You should check it out. Number two, in what 2014 action movie does a glass of Delmore Sinclair, 62-year-old, get precariously passed from character to character? Kingsman, The Secret Service.
Oh,
Kingsman, The Secret Service. Number three.
Nice
job, everybody. What actress published a 2018 book called Whiskey to Teacup? Reese Witherspoon. Number four, on what famous L.A. boulevard would you find the club Whiskey a Go-Go? Sunset Boulevard. Sunset. Number five, what leading lady starred in Whiskey, Tango Foxtrot in 2016? Tina Fey.
Yay!
Guys, that stands for WTF. Get it? Get it? Number six, what famous author said too much of anything is bad, but too much whiskey is barely enough? Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
J.K. Rowling. Number seven, what red garnish is traditionally in a whiskey sour? Cherry. A cherry. Number eight, what actor notoriously chugs a bottle of Jack Daniels in Animal House? John Belushi. Number nine, an average of 34 bottles of whiskey are exported from what country every second? Scotland. Number ten, during what war were many bourbon distilleries converted in order to make fuel and penicillin? World War II. And the bonus for 2 points, what U.S. state is home to more barrels of maturing bourbon than people living in the state? Kentucky was the answer. Kentucky. Those are your answers for whiskey. Nice job, everybody. Well done.
There it was. Whiskey-related trivia. Now, somebody complained that round at my live nights did not have that much to do with whiskey. But if you've ever played any of my trivia nights or listened to this podcast, you know that it's very loosely usually based on just like that word or theme. So there were some pop culture whiskey questions in there. There were some actual whiskey questions in there. And I like to mix it back and forth between those two styles of things. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you have any critiques, you can always leave them in an iTunes review. That would be great to help us get up on those charts. I have not put a lot of effort into asking people to leave reviews in a while. So if you want to do that, that would be very, very cool of you. You can also join our Patreon page for just $1. You throw $1 on there, you get into this Discord app chat, and we post some different things in there every other day or so, and some pictures from my new website that no one has seen before, things like that I just threw in there, and some extra trivia challenges and puzzles and things like that. So join us for just $1 over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds, and then fish around and see if any of the other higher tiers fancy your interest, like our book club, our t-shirt club, or our $50 get all of my questions and slides for the month club. If you're thinking about starting your own trivia night, also check out episode 70 of this show from about 2 years ago almost, that is called How to Host a Trivia Night. You can also just search on Google Ryan Buds How to Host a Trivia Night and you will come across it. That's a fun talk with my friend Jim Fields. And my friend Wes is going to be on the show next week talking about using my questions for his very first hosting of a trivia night ever as a DJ on the East Coast. So be ready for that, kind of a follow up to getting started with my content. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers!
America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.